number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Let's continue the fun times with our man Brett Kern, former Titans punter who joins us now. Brett, how you doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're fantastic. I want to start with your former quarterback, your buddy, Ryan Tannehill. Some news over the weekend that he in Minnesota could be chatting about a potential comeback. It looks like they're not going to get Aaron Rodgers. They have J.J. McCarthy, who's they're basically still their rookie. Could Tannehill maybe end up in Minnesota?
I don't know. That'd be interesting. I think last year, kind of what he was looking for, what he was wanting to do, I just don't think there was a fit for him that he really felt, was the right move. And obviously, if there's an opportunity that presents itself where he feels, it's a good place to be, right spot for his family. If he wants it, I think he'll take it. Obviously, I don't know that, 100%. I'd be sad to lose my golf partner, during the week. But, we'll see what happens.
Golf partner, huh? That's interesting.
Oh yeah. We got quite a myself, Ben Jones, Ryan Succop, and Tannehill. We usually try to go out and play, once a week and, have a little contest, a little match. Sometimes we switch partners around, switch different games around, but it's a good time. It's a really good time.
What's your favorite course in town?
We're going to send Stillman out there to
What's your favorite one, buddy?
McCabe.
Hey, there you go. That's a good one. That's a solid course for sure. Brett Kern is with us. So it's Cam Ward's Pro Day down in Miami. The entire Titans contingent is down there. I mean, at this point, I don't really know what else they need to see. They've watched the film. They've talked to him, all of that stuff. But what do you think they're looking for at the Pro Day?
That's a great question. Pro Days, guys are in, shorts and a T-shirt, throwing to guys that they're used to throwing to. No rush. Obviously trying to make them throw certain throws, certain things. But all that's been on film, obviously in a game. So, I think it's just, I don't know if it's a matter of show. Obviously, you have a contingency of a lot of guys that are down there, obviously with the Titans and kind of, I don't know. I'm torn between the fact of like, they're definitely going to take Cam Ward, or is this still just a play of like, well, look what they've done in free. Like, what are they trying to portray to everybody across the league? Whether with what they've done in free agency, they didn't sign a quarterback. Is this to really make it look like they want Cam Ward? And is there another team out there that wants Cam Ward potentially even more, to maybe trade? I don't know. But obviously they're all down there in Miami, checking out his pro day and, kind of see what happens.
We're talking to the former Titans punter, Brett Kern. Hey, let me ask you this, and you've been asked this before, but I don't think I've ever asked you this. When it comes to Tannehill, I mean, he wants to come back, but when did you know, Brett, yourself, that it was over?
I was used to hitting certain punts that like a certain distance, direction, hang time, all that kind of stuff. And when that wasn't happening, I knew it was done. Just because from a mental standpoint, it's almost like, if you're used to, throwing a 95 mile an hour fastball and you're able to beat guys with a heater, right, hitting your spots, hitting your corners. And then all of a sudden now you're throwing 89, 88, and you're still hitting your spots. But guys are obviously able to catch up to that fastball. That's tough. And so for me, I probably could have played another year or two. But for me, it was really, really hard mentally, if anything, knowing that I wasn't performing to that level. Like, I had that stretch probably from like 2015, then the three Pro Bowls and COVID was just kind of a disaster year. And a little bit of that next year where I felt like I was just, spot on, hitting my spots, directional, distance, everything was just kind of in sync. And then towards the end, it just became hard, which really affected me mentally. And at that point, once you're kind of screwed up mentally with it, it's time to hang it up. So I just felt like at that point, I was blessed with a 15-year career, and it's time to move on and, move on to other things.
Did you have a conversation with your wife and said, I'm done?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We had a conversation and she's like, yeah, I, you know, you know, I support you 100%, and she's always supported me through, you know, from day one when we first met in college to, you know, until I retired. I mean, I remember, you know, at Toledo, you know, in the wintertime, obviously there's nowhere to punt, right? You're not going to punt outside when it's, you know, 25 degrees up in, you know, Ohio and all that stuff. So I knew a buddy who worked at a golf course, and they had a golf dome, you know, with the indoor golf and all that stuff. And so he let me come when it closed. So I would go there at 9 o'clock at night with my wife, and there's no, like, no heat. It was like maybe 45, 40 degrees, 50 degrees in there. And I would go punt balls at 9 o'clock at night, and she'd go out there and help me out. And so, like I said, she's obviously been supportive 100% since day one. And so, yeah, we've had multiple conversations, and we just knew it was time to be done.
I think it's good. Is it good clarity for you knowing that it was time? Because a lot of guys, as you well know, stick around way too long. But for yourself, you knew that it was like, all right, I know I'm good mentally. I'm good.
I'm good. Yep, I'm good. I didn't want to finish, you know, kind of on a bad note of punting how I knew I wasn't capable of punting. I kind of rather go out kind of on a higher note to kind of finish strong rather than just kind of limping. You know, if I played like year 16, year 17, you know, not performing to how I thought I could perform. And then also what it was doing to, you know, my body, you know, putting my body through another season, you know, at, you know, 37, 38 years old, you know, punting a football takes a lot on, takes a toll on your body. So it was just a decision that I felt very at peace with.
Former Titans punter Brett Kern is on the line with us. Also, the report today that they have signed Joey Sly, a kicker.
Sly Dog.
Yeah. Do you know him? Have you gotten to work with him in the offseason?
I tell you what, if you're hanging out with some specialists and you get into a bar fight, like, that's the dude you want on your side.
Yes.
He could probably bench more than half the D linemen or offensive linemen. He is a strong man. But, yeah, I'd be curious to see. You know, obviously signing him probably to a minimum deal. And then, like I said, I still think they're going to go out and, you know, I still think they could potentially draft somebody. Or, you know, you get somebody that's, you know, has a draftable grade as a kicker, you know, and sign him as a UDFA. So, you know, I, just for competition. So we'll see what happens. He's got a strong leg. I remember when he came out, I think it was 2019, when he was in Carolina for 19 and 20. And just watching some of his film, and I mean, he was putting 60 yarders halfway up the uprights, and it just was like, man, how can somebody kick a ball that hard and that far? But yeah, he's got a leg, and so I'd be curious to see, you know, how the competition goes, who they bring in. But that'd be pretty crazy though, if you had Sly, Hecker, and Cox. Either that sounds like you can make a pretty cool band name out of that, or it's like a law firm, one of the two. So yeah, it's obviously something that probably had to be done. To get a kind of a veteran kicker in, and then obviously bring somebody else that's younger and for competition.
All right, in a bar brawl, are we on Sly's side or are we on Vrabel's side? Who wins this?
Ooh. Oh, Vrabel, 100%.
Yeah. I think that's a no. I mean, look, Sly is built like a brick, you know what, but I mean, Vrabel is.
Vrabel just like, he's tall. He's intimidating, and he gives you a look, and you're just like, "Yeah, I'm out. I'm good." I don't even want to participate.
You know, did you laugh when you heard the rumors about Vrabel? I forget who put the story out there about how he intimidated people in the job search. Did that make you laugh? Because it made me laugh.
I haven't heard any of the reports of that, but that's pretty funny if that's true.
They said he'd sit across the table, and some GMs were intimidated by Vrabel.
Yeah, that was the report.
And that just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he has a very intimidating presence. He's a smart guy, and he knows football. And so when you have that with a combination of, you know, kind of his physical appearance and his confidence of how he can talk about football and his knowledge of it, that's a very intimidating person. So, yeah, I could definitely see that 100%.
Real quick, a texter on our text line asked, do you ever still kick for fun?
No, absolutely not. I did this golf event this weekend in Dallas where it was an NFL tournament. And there's some of these guys are trying to do a startup of kind of having a golf league, but for former professional athletes. So there's like a football, MLB, NHL, NBA, and they're all having their own tournaments, and guys that finish in the top six will then come together and kind of have like a Ryder Cup where the leagues will compete against each other. So NFL just got done. We were in Frisco, Texas, at PJ Frisco, the East Course. They had like a little competition where they put a trash can out probably about 30, 35 yards away. And they had some FC Dallas players come. They're like, oh, let's see if you can, you know, punt a football into the trash can. And I probably hit, I don't know, 15 balls. And it, like I said, it was not very far, 30, 35 yards. I did get one in the trash can, won the competition. But I woke up the next day and I was like, this set me back a couple of days. I was pretty sore, and it wasn't even a far punt. So, my punting days are over. So
the mind says yes, the body says no.
All right.
The mind. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I could go out to a football field. And the mind says, you could put this out at the 5 yard line, no problem. And then the body tries it and it's just, yeah, it's not happening anymore.
How good of a golfer is Ben Jones?
Ben, I tell you what, for a big guy, for offensive lineman, he's, like I said, he would be my partner any day. He hits it straight. He's got good touch for a big guy. He can putt well. And of course he's so much fun to play with on the golf course. Cause he's got a ton of stories. You're always laughing, always joking. He's a good player.
All right, good. I like it when big men who aren't supposed to be good at golf are good at golf.
Yeah. Oh, he'd be the perfect. I think he's like a 10 handicap, 11 handicap.
Whoa.
And he'd be like the perfect guy for like a member guest, right? Because he can go in and he'll rattle off, you know, five or six pars in a row, and you're getting strokes on those holes. And then he might have like a double and a bogey. And then he'll come back with some more pars. It's just, he's a great golf partner, and he's a ton of fun to play with.
So he's never launched a driver into the pond on hole six or something?
No, I'm telling you, he hits his driver really straight. And it's like this little baby cut. It's amazing. We'll go around and play around a golf, and he'll miss like two fairways the whole day. It's pretty remarkable for a guy that big to kind of, you know, have that rotation and that swing. Cause it's kind of harder for the bigger guys to do that, but man, he can do it and he does it well.
Oh, that is fantastic. By the way, people on our text line are fascinated to know and wanting to know how far you could punt right now. So people still love you, Brett.
Well, I hit it. I put it in a 35 yard trash can. So, if the Titans ever need somebody to come out and, you know, pin one deep from, you know, probably about the 40 yard line, I could probably, dial that up for a little bit. But
hey.
The training that I did, the working out, all that kind of stuff, it would take me at least a good month or two to get back into kicking shape. So, I like my days on the golf course more than on the football field. So
I do not blame you at all. Thanks as always for doing this. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Y'all take care.
You too. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us on the program. We'll react to some of the things he had to say and much more here on this Monday. You can weigh in at 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025-1063 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game here on this Monday, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.
It's a good time with Mr. Kern.
Yeah. I think it'd be funny if we got you to long snap, him to punt, and Derek to receive.
It'd be a good time.
And then Bud would have to cover the insurance bill, the medical bill.
If I could snap, and then Brett could do the high one, but I'd rather have you return, and like seven of us come barreling down on you.
Dr. Crane, do you know how to do CPR?
I do. I'm actually CPR certified.
All right, then I'll do it.
Because, and Derek will testify, I think one of the hardest things to do in all sports is to catch a punt. Hit a curveball is pretty tough. When Roger Clemens is throwing a 101-mile fastball at your head, that's pretty tough. But I think catching a punt is – guys like Derek made it look so easy. Like, oh, I can do that. But when you got three guys who are barreling down on you at a high rate of speed and you have a split-second decision, do I fair catch this ball or do I take my chances to see if I can do anything? It's tough, man. So if we could go full sprint after chase down the field, I'm all in for it.
That would certainly be funny.
But you have to catch it. You can't not let it bounce. You got to catch it.
I don't know if I'd catch – I mean, I used to be able to catch him. I don't know if I would the first one because it's been a while, but I probably
it's
could
not
eventually.
I'm telling you, it's not easy.
Because you're looking up, you get lost in the sun. Like, there's
– 60,000 people around screaming, and you know what's at stake. And you know what? That's why, you know, when Kern did the hold for suck up on the 50-yard or whatever field goal it was, it beat the Chiefs. Was it 60?
No, it was –
It was 2016 season, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was 60. Baronis hit the 60-yarder.
That was against the Colts in 06. Yeah. But to catch that, put it down, spin the laces out, knowing the game's on the line.
When it's, you know, 12 below.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it was cold.
Yes. I
mean, you're asking a lot.
I mean, there's things I don't think most people could do. I don't think. You think you could hit a curveball?
No.
Like even like a 75-mile-per-hour curveball. You know how hard it is to hit a curveball?
Probably not.
Try hitting a knuckleball.
I don't even know if I could hit a fastball.
Right? I talk to the Donaldson lefty all the time about, you know, popping the curveball and dropping it down. I'm like, to make – like Paul Skeens, what he does with the ball, baseball,
it's
is
absurd.
Is amazing. You can't hit that. And if you do, you're world class.
First ever home run was on a curveball.
Wall What's
golf.
That?
Myself, yeah.
Really?
Left field, yeah.
Nice.
What, was this at West National Sports League? What are we
no,
talking about?
It was Creve Hall.
It is high. It is deep. It is gone.
Did you do the bat flip?
I did. I like flipped it towards my own dugout, but I was like, wow, I actually hit a home run.
Good for you, man. That's what people
did
got.
The trot.
Did I did do the
no
trot.
No smile, little trot around the bases.
My dad was the third base coach. He saw me and goes, just I don't hit a home run. I was like, I know I did.
That's good for you, man. I think some of the best moments in baseball are when guys do hit a home run and they glare into the dugout. Like when Tennessee in 22, people hated that baseball team because they would hit homers and point. And I was like, "This, I love this."
I did have a no-doubter once. It was great. I stood there at home plate and watched it go to left field. It was beautiful.
Oh, he knocked it out. Chase had a no-doubter one time at Tootsie's, but it didn't work out for him. It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, so be careful of the no-doubters there, Dr. Crane, but the fact that you had tangible no-doubter makes it feel good, right? Well done.
Well done, Dr. Crane. We're very proud of
He's
you.
He's like, y'all shut up and leave me alone for now. What means Friday? What are we going Friday?
We're going to the Sounds. Opening day.
Crazy.
First Horizon.
Love it, man.
I know. It's hard to believe. Do you care about Cam Ward's pro day at all?
Not at all.
Like, I mean, at this point, shouldn't you know if you're the Titans? Like, hasn't the decision been made?
Pro days, according to our good friend the coach, are for guys who are not getting the publicity, and coaches need to come see them physically.
Yeah.
Like, EKU had a guy drafted last year that by the Saints, and the Saints drafted their left tackle, but they needed to see him. They saw the tape. They saw how good he was, but they didn't see him in person. They needed to see his footwork, like visually touch.
Yeah, they wanted the O-line coach to work him out.
Yeah. So, and they drafted him, and he made the team. And so Cam Ward's thing is you already know. I mean, yeah, good to go down there and see what he's doing. I get all that. But you got so much tape on this guy. And somebody made a good point about if they had 20 minutes with Cam Ward, they would put on the board his five worst plays. Or on the videotape and say, what were you thinking? And I'm like, that is it.
That's what I
would
do.
Hear.
No, like,
yes.
I don't care about what you do well. I know what you do well.
Right.
I can see that. I want to know what you do poorly and how you plan to fix it.
Yep.
And your willingness to take the coaching. And here's my question for you coming up next. Does it matter what Mario Cristobal tells you? Like, if you're Brian Callahan or you're Mike Borgonzi or whatever, I have somewhere I want to go with that. But I'd be curious of what talking to the college coach could accomplish and could tell you. And that's probably going to, you know, happen at some point or has already. We'll discuss that and much more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Is this Miami Vice?
Is this Miami Vice? I mean, come on, who am I working with
here? No, I mean, I was just like, I wasn't. It's not TV Theme Thursday. I wasn't expecting that.
It is Cam Ward's Pro Day in Miami.
Ah,
yeah. I see what you did
and
there.
Jan Hammer on the synthesizers making it happen.
I was like, are Crockett and Tubbs going to Cam Ward's Pro Day?
Well, they'd walk over there and say, we got to talk to you for a second. That's my very bad Sonny Crockett impression.
That's pretty bad,
actually. That's all right, though.
We were talking about home runs in the last segment. Yeah. Dustin from Hopkinsville said, Morgan Wallen had a no-doubter from the third floor. It was actually like the fifth floor.
Fifth or sixth floor, right?
Yeah, it was the roof.
Like that. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That's also the best place to transmit from.
Yeah, it is, according to John McClain. Do you think if you're, let's say you're a coach or front office guy for the Titans, what's Mario Cristobal going to tell you?
Well, for those,
or is it more the position coach?
I think it's both. But for those who know, he's the head coach of Miami. He only had him for a year now, right?
Yeah,
is that correct? If I remember this correctly,
two.
Well, 2 years.
Was
okay.
It two?
I don't remember.
I think it was two.
Okay. All right. So you had him. Boy, it's better than a year. So you've got to know him. But I think you have to have the relationship. I think you and I can't ask Cristobal and say, hey, what about this guy? Oh, he's great. Blah, blah, blah. I think you have to have some sort of deeper relationship with him to say, look.
No, it was one. You're right.
All right. Is it like, look, does he show up on time? Does he help people? I mean, I need to know some things that off the field. I need to know off the field things about Cam Ward to make me go forward. And if he can say, look, man. Guy's late sometimes and this, and he gets high strung. Then you need to know. I think you have to have that relationship. He's not telling us. I don't know if he's telling Mike Borgonzi that or whomever.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Do you remember the movie Draft Day?
Yeah. Love it. It's so bad that I love it.
It's hit right. But there's one part of that movie that like has always stood out to me. And I remember asking Floyd, like, do you guys actually ask questions like that? And he said yes. Remember they talked about the quarterback or whatever had a party and nobody showed up?
Yes.
And it was like,
yes.
Okay. And I'm like, yeah. All right, that actually seems like a relevant question, you know, to ask. So, and I'm calling Incarnate Word. I'm calling Washington State, like coaches that he had there. Like, all right, you know, is he attentive in meetings? Is he on time? Does he do extra work after practice, you know, with receivers or whatever?
Yeah.
What do his teammates think? Do his teammates like him? You know, or is he good in school? I mean, it like you don't necessarily care if he's got a 4.0 GPA, but if he cares about going to class and school and doing well, then you know he's going to do the same thing in the in your classroom.
Yeah, I'm with
you. I mean, that stuff matters.
And there was a thing that Jimmy Johnson that allegedly had at Miami and with the Cowboys as well was like he would seek out people out of the loop, like. You know, parking lot attendant. Just ask, hey, man, yeah. Is Chase nice to you? I'm just curious. Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Just simple things like that that really meant nothing on the field but meant everything off the field to do that. And I don't know Cam Ward. By all accounts, he's a great guy, for all that's going on. But I just think at a pro day, you go down there and you can see him and, all right, is everything we thought he was and go. But I don't think I get to – look, if he throws 10 great passes and the receiver drops 9 of them, then it's like, why he dropped passes? I mean, it doesn't mean anything to Cam Ward because the receiver's dropping passes. So I'm not getting nothing out of that. Now, if you put on the tape of him versus Florida State or the comeback game when they beat Cal and they were down 34-7, I want to see that. I was like, what did you tell you? What did you tell your teammates? What was the mindset? What was your mindset during all this? Those are things I need to know going forward. And that's the thing when they talked about Tom Brady. Tom Brady was that way when they said they scouted Brady. It was kind of like, hey, the confidence was exuding from Brady. And that they said that was thing number one. Tom Brady was the confidence, knew he could go in and get the job done. Here's what he did wrong. Here's what he did right. Here's how I lifted my teammates up. I was like, and you could tell if it's BS or genuine.
Sure.
And that really put Brady in the minds of when he told Bob Kraft that in the hallway. Bob Kraft, he's like, do you know who I am? He's like, yeah, you're the quarterback from Michigan. He's like, no, I'll be the best draft choice you ever made.
Love
I'm
that.
Like, yes, go love forward.
That. Prove it, but love it.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question will be, do they come out of this going, all right, yep, we're going to take him.
Until the Giants make this unbelievable, crazy offer for them.
Well, and that leads me to my next point. do you make it known, yeah, we're going to take Cam Ward. Yes. We love Cam Ward. We want him, because to me, that's going to up the price.
Yep. And this guy's great. He makes all the throws. He's our guy. And then the
and then it's, and then it becomes, how much do the Giants love him? Because I agree. You know, as he once said, every man has a price for the million-dollar man.
And I think somebody's going to make an offer to them. Maybe not the Giants, another team. It's going to put it out there, like, let's go for this. Let's see what we can get, see what we can do. And
okay.
And get it.
What if you are making the decision? So you're Mike Borgonzi and Chad Brinker. You're making the decision. The Giants call you. They say, hey, we'll give you three. We'll give you our second or our third. I want the third. Give us our third. Give us one next year. I mean, what else?
I want, because you'll flip-flop, give me your three. I want a third, and I want your number one next year, and I want a fourth this year. I want your number one next year.
Yeah. Oh, I do too, because I think they're still going to be bad.
Because you then anyway, I'll have two picks in the – but I think all I want for next year is a number one. I want the now.
Yeah.
Give me your flip-flop number one. Give me your third and your fourth.
Would you be okay with 2 seconds, no third, and then maybe a fourth?
Absolutely.
I would too.
Absolutely.
Because you can kind of accomplish what you need.
Look, we sat here with Jeff Fisher, and he said, everybody's going to – every team's going to throw an offer just to see.
Sure.
You know, and what if the Chiefs throw it out there and like, hey, we're going to – not Mahomes, but we're going to offer you 8 different things to get that pick, and then they take Abdul Carter. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. And Fisher was like, that's the beauty of this. He's just, these offers keep coming in there. He's like, hell, we made offers and just throw it out there, see what we can get. And so that's what they all do. And they got Jared Goff from the Titans in 2016. That's what they did.
I wish that I had enough pull that I could just, you know, off the record, just be like, all right, you know, what would you take? Like, give me a ballpark. You don't have to tell me exactly, but give me a ballpark of what you would take.
Who are you being?
Asking the Titans.
Okay, sure. Yeah. The Giants. Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Just tell me. Just, you know, and then I could, because see, here's the thing. If I'm in that position, I'll tell you what I want. And at this point, it's what I would take. Like, because I don't have to. I can draft the player, or I can take your trade.
What time is Cam Ward's drafting? Pro day? Because I'm watching NFL Network.
Afternoon, I think. Yeah, I think it's during Jared's show.
But then again, what if the Giants say, you know what? We're going to wait. Because I keep hearing all this about Jackson Dart, man. I keep hearing all this. I hear very little about Shedeur Sanders anymore. So I don't know what's going on. I just think that Dart moving up is telling. And I still think Cam and Shedeur go up there, but – Maybe the Giants.
I think Dart might get drafted before Shedeur.
The Giants want that and say, we're going to take him. We'll take him at third. We got our guy at third. You're not taking
but
him.
But what if
at third.
Remember when Lamar was in, you know, there was all this talk about him, and it was like, well, nobody was really sure. And then Baltimore, didn't they trade back up into the first round?
I think he was the last pick, right?
He was the last pick. He was 32.
Yeah.
And they kind of took a flyer on him. Well, I mean, they haven't won a Super Bowl with him yet, but he's a 3-time MVP. So I would say that they've hit on their guy.
Pretty darn good, right?
Yeah. I mean, could Shedeur be that guy that everybody's like, I don't know. I don't know if he's it. And then.
But you got to get in the right system. You got to get in the right spot.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be with the right coach.
Imagine Mahomes, if he came here, would not be the Mahomes that we know now. What's going on? He'd come in with. What, malarkey in 17, and it wouldn't have worked. It just,
I don't know. I mean, I would have trusted him with malarkey over some other people, not Rubisky, but you know, malarkey.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying it would just change the trajectory of so many things. But he landed with Andy Reid, that he's so good to do that. But I don't know. But you're right. If I'm the Titans and Cam Ward in the back of my mind, I'm going to trade him. He's great. He's got everything you need going forward. He's the one. I just don't think they want him. And until I hear Goodell say, with the number one pick, the Titans take Cam Ward, well, I believe it. Just waiting.
Goodell walks across the stage and goes, welcome to the 2025 NFL draft. The Titans have deferred to next year.
Yeah, it's all that.
The new rule. they find in the bylaws that, hey, we can actually defer our pick to the following year.
It happened once, right, when a team missed their deadline during draft. They got passed. Was it the Vikings?
I think it was the Vikings.
And they weren't ready. How are you not ready?
Well, if that happens to the Titans.
Could you imagine that? Now you got me thinking that's going to happen. If they don't make the number one, could you imagine?
Oh.
Then the Browns are like, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
They go on and on.
You talk about Stillman losing it.
Woo!
We'd all lose it. Let's go to Robert. Robert wants to weigh in, has a question for us. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Chase and Big Joe.
Not much, man.
Hey, just a real quick question. In your mind, is Cam Ward worthy of a number one pick? And then I'm just so damn scared right now that I think the Titans are going to screw this up. I mean, I think they're going to screw this number one pick up. Because, in my opinion, Ward's not worthy of a number one pick. And I'm just sorry. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, one more question. Joe, what year did you graduate?
From what?
McGavick.
86.
Okay, I thought so. All right. Yeah, I graduated from Antioch in 85, so I remember seeing you around.
You had what was your head coach over there? Football coach, good man.
Coach Dunn.
Yeah, that's right. Coach Dunn was a good man. Sorry, he passed away about 30-something years ago.
Yes, sir. He sure did. I was in the Marine Corps. I took leave to come home for his funeral.
Oh man, he's a guy that did more than was just a football coach. That dude was a second dad to so many people.
You already know, boy. That's a good way to describe him. He was a second dad to a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, Joe. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it. I mean, my honest answer is no. I don't really think there is a true 1-1 in this draft, but there's going to have to be by default. But I don't think any of these players in this draft are truly the first overall pick. That's just the way this class has, and it happens that way sometimes. I mean, Joe Burrow, we knew, yeah, that guy's 1-1. Like, That guy is worthy of that.
But there's so much consternation with Cam Ward that I'm not sold on it. We knew Caleb Williams, you knew on Burrow, you knew on Manning. We talked about this on and on and on. Now it's like, I would hate to be in a situation. That's why I think trading out of this and seeing what you could get and building on and on, man, it's I don't know. There's a lot of questions that are here.
So many questions. Coming up next, we will tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. This week's Nashville's best deal is Boom Boss Pizza and Watch Bar. We had some fun there last week, just in time for the tournament. Score half off a $30 gift card and enjoy their award-winning pizza and handcrafted beverages. Visit them in Nashville, Spring Hill, or Murfreesboro. Just head to thegamenashville.com/deals while supplies last. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. Looks like it is official that Sean Miller will leave Xavier to coach at Texas. Not that that's a really big secret. As the carousel begins in college basketball, I guess it's already begun, but continues. Will Wade to NC State, now Sean Miller leaves Xavier after going back and goes to Texas.
What's the deal with the team manager at McNeese State?
I don't really know. He's got like an NIL deal and all this stuff.
Did he do something funny that I missed out on?
I don't know. It kind of went viral.
His name is Amir Khan, and he basically walks out with a big boom box with McNeese State before the game.
Didn't I read he's going to go to NC State?
He is. Crazy. I guess that's good branding for NC State with Will Wade.
That's how we're making stars. I used to have that same boombox at the wave pool in the 80s. I didn't get anything for that.
Well, it was sponsored the last game by Buffalo Wild Wings. He came out with a Buffalo Wild Wings boombox. I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, that's great. I had no idea.
Devin and Dixon said, if the Titans somehow were to miss getting the pick in, y'all will have to air rush Stillman to Vanderbilt.
I think he truly would have a coronary.
I might go too. I mean, I'm gonna be honest.
Imagine? Oh, I want him to do it now just for the collateral damage.
Listen, when you say could you imagine, on most things, my answer with the Titans would be yes. I actually think that even they wouldn't screw that up. So
it's like when somebody says, "Hey, no offense," and you're like,
yeah, but with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It's brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards. Wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Just visit them online at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
Short list today, gentlemen, only five. We have International Day for Achievers. So nice.
Every day, man.
Shout out
That's
to
us.
That. A National Cheesesteak Day is today.
Oh, I love cheesesteaks.
Delicious. National Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day. Be careful. Nice.
Let me tell you about those. You can get them at Publix, and they are fantastic, and they make you pay for it. Not Publix, the peanuts. Raisins. What is it? Peanuts.
They're chocolate-covered raisins.
Raisins. You know? Yeah. Whatever.
Just
see,
be
I've got PTSD from all that.
Okay, well, you can wash it down with your National Cocktail Day. So.
Oh, yeah, what's a good one?
Yeah, you like tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila. Lemon espresso. What
lemon
am I,
espresso.
Lemon espresso. What's the
lemon drop martini?
Lemon drop martini. There we go.
Lemon espresso. That's a new one.
No, it's lemon drop martini. There we go.
To wrap it up, we have World Tuberculosis Day.
All right. Time for celebrity birthdays, Chase.
Let's do it. What?
Who's it brought to us by?
I've already done that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where have I been?
I don't know. What'd you do Saturday, Joe?
We do that before.
That was scary. I didn't know what I did Saturday. And I finally, thanks to the Lebanon High School football, we had a casino night. A lot of fun. Raised a lot of money. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to give them two. From Revenge of the Nerds, he was the lead nerd, Robert Carradine.
54.
50.
71.
Oh, okay.
You guys are close on that. TV personality Star Jones used to be on The View.
55.
60.
63. Man, I am so losing my mind. Actor Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory.
44.
48.
He's 52.
Is he really?
Good Lord.
Sheldon?
52 years old.
Wow.
Right? Actress Allison Hennigan. Isn't she the one that said one time in band camp?
Yeah. Okay. She was on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to say 51.
49.
51, right on.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Chase went to band camp with her.
At one time at band camp?
And I would have.
We're saving this one for last. Oh, Jessica Chastain. She was great in Zero Dark Thirty. She's beautiful.
You're a beautiful soul.
That's might be the sweetest thing you ever said to me.
44.
42.
48. You guys are way off today.
Oh.
I don't know who that is. All right, keep going down here. Singer Nick Lowe. Cruel to be kind in the right man. He used to be married to Carlene Carter.
62.
59.
76. Actress Donna Pascal. She was in Saturday Night Fever. She was his girlfriend.
71.
68.
71 dead on. 4-0. Actress Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science, married to Steven Seagal.
Oh. 68.
77.
65. Actress Laura Flynn Boyle.
What did she do?
Twin Peaks and a few other things.
61.
65.
55. Guys are so off the chart here today. Let's see who else on that. All right, let's go to the sports world now. Former San Francisco 49er wide receiver, Olympic gold medalist Ronaldo Nehemiah won an Super Bowl in 84 with the 49ers.
74.
66. That liquored up drunk kicker, Mike Vanderjack. From the Colts.
45.
53.
55. You're on the board. 4-1, Chase. Former Tennessee Oiler linebacker, Terry Killens.
51.
52.
Chase is killing it. 6-1. He's 51 years old. The quarterback that drove me crazy and made me not root for the Saints anymore, Aaron Brooks.
53.
49.
49, exactly. Nice. Dr. Grant's coming back. It's 6-3. Chris Bosh, NBA player Chris Bosh.
40.
41.
He is 41 exactly. Holy cow. Doctor, it's now 6-5. Let's see here. DeMar Hamlin.
Thirty.
He's around my age. I'm gonna go 27.
27 exactly. Jeez. Dr. Crane's up now 7-6. We got two left. Jason Duffner, the golfer. Jason Duffner.
35.
41.
48. Our final birthday. Oh, this sets up so good. Dr. Crane's up 7-6. Our final birthday. Man, I am from Memphis. Well, Peyton Manning. How old is Peyton Manning today? Today,
oh, the sheriff.
For the win, Chaser, for the win.
50.
51.
He is 49 years old.
Tie.
We have a tie.
Okay. It is Adam Vingan's birthday.
Oh.
I don't know how old Adam is.
I don't either.
Can this break the tie?
It could break the tie.
All right. All right. I'm going to say Adam.
Oh, this is good. 7-7 right now.
34.
36. 36.
Oh!
All right. Happy birthday, Adam.
Yes.
Congratulations, oh, Dr.
That's
Crane.
That's great. That's the best birthday one yet. 9-7. Dr. Crane wins. Down.
You stared into my soul. I had to get it right.
Oh,
you were
that
down
was good.
6-1.
That, yeah, nice comeback. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
Amen. Hey, to our guys out there this week, the new week is here. It's awesome. It's beautiful outside. We love you. If you need to talk to somebody, you can call or text 988 on your cell phone. Somebody's always there to talk to you. We are always here to talk to you. Reach out to us to social media. We will stop everything we need, what's going on, to talk to you to make sure you're okay. Our world is a better place because you are here. I'm telling you right now, it's a better place. Know that we love you, and more importantly, more than anything, else, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll DVD with the birthday boy Adam Vingan. Up next, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.